Hey, it's a great day to be alive in the land of the living. I pray that you all are doing well wherever you may be around the globe. I pray that you are doing well, for it is a good day to have a good day. It is a good day to be in your right mind, thanking God for the life that he has given, the abundant life. No man can give us what God gave us, and that's enough to say thank you. Thank you for giving me a life more abundantly that I can live in the fullness of who you are and for what he has already done. If he doesn't do anything else, guess what? He has done enough for you and I. I thank you for tuning in to Mental and Love Notes 101, wherever you may be around the globe. But this is truly a wonderful and a blessed day just to be alive. I'm so thankful, and I'm thankful for you tuning in, and whether it's via podcast, whether it's through the YouTube channel, or whether it's even just replaying, I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for sowing the seed of sharing with someone who may need to know what God is saying in this very hour. As I begin to just lay before the Lord and just begin to just listen to his voice, the scripture that kept coming to me was Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. If I can leave with you anything on today, premise or subject, theme, if you will, it will simply be focus on the goal. And the continual goal is to know him. Focus on the goal. And the continual goal is to know him. In this chapter alone, the apostle cautions the Philippians against false teachers, whom he described as evil men. And he exhorted them to walk as they had him and other faithful ministers for an example. Now you have times that people don't even want to walk with the ones that they know are faithful. As an example, they want to walk with everything that doesn't look like God. Paul said, I gave up all that inferior stuff. I gave it up, all of it, so I could know Christ personally, so I can experience his resurrection power, so I can be a partner in his suffering and not just go partly way, because you know how some people just go part way and then they act like they don't know who they are, when they are, how they are. Then they go blame God for what they are. But God said, go all the way. Paul said, I'm going all the way with him to death itself. If there were any way to get in on the resurrection from the dead, Paul was saying, I wanted to do it. That is my focus, to know him. To know him. Not know of him. See, a lot of people know of him, but don't really know him. Know him. I'm not saying that I have this all together. I'm not saying that my life is all perfect in perfect pieces, that I have it made. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I am saying that as I am pursuing, Philippians 3:13 said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. You may continue to remember, but this is one thing I do. I'm forgetting those things which are behind me, and I'm reaching forth unto those things which are before me. I can't change what had happened in the past. I can't even take it away. I can't even do anything about it. But what I'm doing now, and I'm taking and I'm putting forth everything that I have to the continual focused goal to know him. And as we well on our way reaching out for Christ, who has so wondrously reached out for us. Friends, don't get me wrong, and please don't mistake, misconstrue what I'm saying. By no means do I count myself as an expert in all of this. But I've got my eye on the goal. Though I have focused on the goal, I have a continual focus and a continual goal is to know Him. Even among my brother and sister, I don't care what you did in the past. I don't even care what you did last night, but our goal should be to know Him. Where God is beckoning us onward to keep moving forward in Jesus Christ. As we are off and running, we're not turning back. One of the songwriters said, I'm going all the way with the Lord. So let's keep focused on that goal in mind. Those of us who want everything God has for us. I'm not talking to you that just want you that microwave style stuff. You just want it quick, fast, and hurry. But I'm talking to those who really want everything that God has for them. If any of us have something else in mind, let me tell you, something less than total commitment to the Father that we serve, the Abba God that we call Jehovah Jireh, the one that we call Elohim, God will clear your blurred vision. Because you're not seeing accurately if you don't have that full total commitment to be focused on Him. We need to get back on the right track. And not just get back on the right track, but stay on it. Keep track of those you see running the same course. Keep track of those who's headed for the same goal as you. Keep a track. Because a lot of times we want to keep people accountable. Folks don't even want to be accountable for themselves. I can't force you to come to church. I can't force you to go to Bible study. I can't force you to pray. I can't force you to fast. I'm not going to force feed you anyone to do anything. But at some point in your mind, I want to be more because I want to know Him. My thing is now, you let me know, your words are saying one thing, but your actions are saying something else. You let me know that you really don't want to know Him. There are many. And there have been many that have taken other paths, choosing other goals, and trying to get to God. And sometimes it's not going to work. And then they'll try to get you to go along with them, knowing they're in the wrong, in error. Paul said, I warn you of them many times. And sadly, I'm having to do it again, even in the book of Philippians. All they want is Easy Street. All some people ever want in their life is Easy Street. They hate Christ's cross. They hate to go through the process. They hate to go through the process because they realize in that process, God's going to consume and He's going to burn away some stuff. But Easy Street is a dead-end street. Easy Street will get you easy benefits, but guess what? They're going to soon corrode. But there's far more to life for us. We are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. This earth is not our home. We only pilgrims passing through. That's why God tells us to not look at the things that are temporal, but look at the things that are everlasting, things we can't see. The Master, the Father, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, who had told us already that He's going to transform our earthly bodies into glorious bodies like His own when His life is said and done. In the process of the second coming, who will you be like? In the process of the second coming, who will you be like? What are your goals focused on? What are you focused on? Is your continual goal to know Him and all that He has for you? He'll make us beautiful and whole with the same powerful skill by which He is putting everything as it should be under and around Him. So even in the midst of all that we go through, we need to ask God to help us prepare for the suffering. Because a lot of time people don't want to suffer. They want that easy street. They don't want to have to suffer. They don't want to have to go through anything. When God is the God of healing, why I got to suffer? Because even Jesus suffered. He said, you're going to do the same thing that he did. Likewise. He said, all godly shall suffer persecution. That the word suffer again. So ask the Father to help you prepare for the suffering. By teaching us and showing us that through suffering, we are meant to go deeper in our relationship with Christ. Because that was the whole aim of Paul's life. A deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. Paul's flow of thoughts is the same here in the scripture. Sharing his suffering and becoming like Jesus in his death will lead to resurrection. Paul's greatest desire is to attain the resurrection from the dead. And if you want to know him, you got to endure some suffering. And you have to endure some rejoicing. I want to know him. And all that there is to know of him, I want to know him. In spite of what we go through, when we go through, or how we go through, I want to know him. That I can share. Share in his suffering. Share into the things that God told me that I can share in. And be conformed to even his death. Because when we follow after God, and our focus is on God and becoming more like him. Not to know of him, but be more like him. It changes the whole dynamics of who we are. That's why Jesus said, I am come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. And a lot of us know that verse very well, but I think that verse kind of described the first two categories of Philippians 3, that I come that I may have life and life more abundantly. That's salvation. And if you're not born again, you don't have the life of God abundantly. And you can't call yourself a child of God when you don't have the Son of Jesus Christ living in the inside of your inner being. A lot of people have life, but they're not experiencing the abundant life that was promised. Some, as we know, look like they've been baptized, not in the Holy Spirit, but baptized in some kind of other water. Jesus not only come to give us life, salvation, but he came to give us abundant life, sanctification. Salvation starts with our faith in Christ. That's why I asked the question, what is your focus on? We are justified before God, but it's only through the blood of Jesus Christ. I may know him, that I may attain whatever that I need to obtain. And in becoming one with God, that means you can't just run out on him when you want to. God, sanctify us and sanctify our mind, sanctify our spirit, sanctify our soul, God, that we continue to stay one with you and separated from everything else that's not like you. There are a lot of people who try to live life, this Christian life, but they have not even been born again. It's impossible. It's impossible. To know him is to get acquainted with him. Commune with him. Become intimate with him. Become sold out for him. Personal experience with Christ. I want to know him, is my prayer. A continual deepening and strengthening of his love relationship with who he is. Because when somebody asks you, do you know him? Not know of him, but do you know him? It's a personal relationship. Because I experienced to know him. I experienced things to even see a deeper part of him. More deeply. More fervently. That's part of growing. Growing pain doesn't feel good, but guess what? You're growing. And that should be a life long pursuit for every believer. Wanting to know more of him and follow after him harder and harder and harder. I don't just want to know about him. I want to know him. How do I know him? It's getting in my word, reading about him, listening to the Holy Spirit talk about him. Giving me a better understanding of who he is. It's good that you can go to Sunday school. It's good that you can go to Bible study. It's good that you can religiously go to church and do that as a ritual each and every day. But in the midst of it all, do you know him? Or do you know about him? I share with the church on Sunday, especially the youth. I don't care how many times you can bring a child to church. That does not negate the fact that they become the church. You just ritually and religiously bring them to church. It starts at home. Teachings start at home. Fellowship start at home. Digging deeper in the Word of God start at home. And there's so many people who can have the access and availability of knowing God and to get to know God, and they won't even take heed to it. Zoom. I offer Zoom for the youth. Not just the youth, but young at heart. Every Thursday at 6 o'clock. Some people won't even take a chance. Won't even hit the Zoom link. They got everything to do that's not even important. Wednesday night, some people can just go to the Bible study, drive to the Bible. They won't even do that. Everything is made available for you not to have an excuse, and people still make excuses. It's a point of knowing about God. So you tell me you want to know more of God and I want to be just like God, but your lifestyle lets me know whether that's true or not. The first thing that you need to do to want to know him, to know more about him, open up his book that he wrote. He will tell you, it's his word. It's the word of God, which is living, powerful, and is active. It's the word of God. And when the Bible is speaking, God is speaking. When you read the Bible, you are hearing the very voice of God. That's why we read the Bible, so we can know the very voice of God. and we can hear God's voice because we want to know him. It is the greatest self-revelation of God to us. And many times, more than none, people drift away from the Bible and they think they can get to know him more just by working for him or serving him or living other ways for him. It's a ritual. That's not knowing God. I don't care how many times you go to Bible study. I don't care how many times you go to the morning worship service. Oh, when was the last time you opened up your Bible to talk to him? The Bible and the Word of God is two different things. The Bible is a host of scriptures that tell us about God. But the Word is God. So if we don't get in who Jesus is and what God has done for us, we will still miss it. But even in the scripture, you may read about them. God said, even in John, he said, in the scripture, you think you have life, but the life is in Jesus. Now, most of the time, people don't want to get to know Jesus because Jesus is going to have you stop doing some things. He ain't going to tell you about yourself. And most of the time, people don't like that. Second thing, what is your appetite? What are you eating? What are you eating? Not just natural food, but spiritual food. What are you eating? What are you feeding yourself? Matthew 6:33 said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That is a lifelong pursuit as well. What are you eating? What are you feeding your spirit? What are you strengthening your spirit by? Are you drawn more into prayer? Are you drawn more to the Word? Are you drawn more to the Scriptures? That will increase your appetite in your heart because it's, again, a lifelong pursuit. We can have this powerful experience, but we have to get into the Word of God. We have to get into knowing who he is. He is not speaking of an abstract knowledge about the resurrection. He knows the facts. This is how you get to know him more intimately. Walk in the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Galatians 5:16, we have to walk in the Spirit so that we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. And when we're not walking in the Spirit, guess what? We're going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Same thing I shared on Sunday again. In the midst of when you're talking about fruit of the Spirit, the enemy always tries to come and emulate himself to be just like God. He wants to copy himself to be like God. He wants to be a God. He may be a father, and he's a father of lies and deception, but he's not the father, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So he comes to imitate what he try to become God. And in the midst of, instead of the fruit of the Spirit, now you got what? Fruit of the flesh. Well, you can see a whole lot of flesh. That's why the Bible again tells us to walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Knowing him personally, you got to die to this flesh. Pick up your cross and follow him. That's to know him personally. And his life will be displayed on your life. The powerful experience and the painful experience all come with to knowing him. It's not only a personal, but it's a powerful and a painful experience, but to know him. In the midst of what I go through, I want to know him, that I may know the fellowship of his suffering. Many people pack up and leave right there. But you got to stick with it. Don't just preach it, but teach it, and teach it, but be about it. The personal experience, the powerful experience, and the painful experience to know him. Whatever you do, focus on that goal and allow that to be your continual goal, is to know him. I don't care who goes, who said they're going to come, who said they're not going to come. Your goal is to focus on him. Some of us are in so many different situations and so many different revelations, not revelation, but relationships, that we have allowed ourselves to be severed from what we should know of God. And we rather know other people. We rather know our boyfriends and our girlfriends. We would rather know our business partners. We would rather know our husbands and spouses. We would rather know all this about everybody else, but we don't really want to know the core details of who God is. And it can show. It shows in our life. I don't care how much you may get on social media and do a post about you loving him. I don't care how much you get on social media and put all this stuff. I don't care if you get on and make a billboard about it. Your lifestyle is going to show whether you really know him. The one thing you can do, you can fake a whole lot of things, but you can't fake a lifestyle. You can may fake that lifestyle for a little bit, but I promise you, the details of who you really are is going to be shown. The details of who you really are is what's going to be shown in the midst of this that we go through. So I want to know him. I want to know him. And I pray that you want to know him as well. In every part of him. Continue to seek his face. Continue to stay in the vein of God. Continue to listen to the downloads that, and the intel that God gives you to know when to speak, when, how to speak, and where to speak. The Holy Spirit won't lead you astray, but you got to make sure you're listening to the Holy Spirit and not yourself. There are plenty of voices, but what voice are you following? All right, good people, this is your girl, Prophetess Pastor C.L. Suggs. I pray God blessing be upon you. As we continue to focus on the goal, and that continual goal is to know him. All right. Peace and love.